Good morning.
What do you need?
All I need is that hat.
Don't you think that's the most beautiful hat you've ever seen?
Some bad hat.
I don't think we should wear hats.
It is National Hat Day. Did you know that?
Some hats wear men. You wear that hat.
I wear many hats. The one I'm wearing currently.
I'm an entertainer.
Hats off to you, big bro.
Hats off to who now?
Hats off to you, sir or madam.
Today is National Hat Day.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Ugh, National Hat Day. Why can't it be National Donut Day? That's National Cupcake Day. We need some good stuff. Come on. It's Friday. I mean, hats are nice. I have all my baseball caps, especially the ones that say Trump. Let's make it National Trump Baseball Cap Hat Day. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. One of my virtues that a producer told me like 30 years ago was that I had the patience of a saint. I can't remember if that was a good thing or a bad thing at the time. But I wish people had more patience. I know it's frustrating to want something so badly and to see something happen so badly. But you have to be patient. You have to see everything play out. 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. After the second impeachment, the one with no due process whatsoever, being pushed by Nancy Pelosi and leading the charge, her Chinese-loving, having affairs with Eric Swalwell, leading the charge of impeachment of a duly elected president. Oh, the irony. Just, you know, have the patience of a saint. That's all I can say. Have you lost support for Trump? Do you still have it? Or did you ever have it? That's today's poll question. Log on 991fmtalk.com. And if you want to shoot me an email, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We try to make it simple for you. Keep all the same things there. And I love getting emails from people, because if I didn't get this one, I wouldn't have a new email address, which would be MonicaJ@battleborn.cc. Joining us right now is a gentleman by the name of Marshall. Marshall, what the hell is your last name? We keep corresponding, and I don't know.
It's Stokes.
Marshall Stokes is joining us right now. It makes for a nicer introduction if I can, you know, give your first and last name. So, Marshall, thank you so much for joining me today and delving into what you have provided not only for me, but for everybody here in Nevada who wants it. We've seen a lot of truth come out from big tech and censorship, and a lot of people are leaving the free services of Google, which is Gmail, because when you provide something for free, normally people will jump onto it and be, you know, we're cheap, Marshall. We are cheap SOBs. We want things for free, especially services like this. But when they give up something like that, they don't always do their research. I keep hearing people going, oh, go to Proton Mail. It's, you know, really inexpensive. And then it's like, well, you know why it's inexpensive? Look at the bottom of the page where it says, you know, sponsored and funding provided by Horizon 2020, which is part of the New World Order and the Great Reset. People don't take the time to really look into things. So, Marshall, thank you so much for being here. Tell us something about yourself. How did you get started in all this?
Well, actually, it all started with a similar service to this. I found out when I was in college 20 years ago that I could run my own email, and that just made a lot of sense because whoever, you know, owns the server can see everything. So I figured out how to do that and set it up, and I've had private email for 20 years, and I've always given accounts to anybody who wanted it, because why not?
Yeah, you'll notice that my email here is monica@991fmtalk.com. We have our own as well.
Right. Yeah, it's really important. I mean, if you don't, it's difficult because what else can you do other than Gmail or Hotmail or whatever? Especially 10, 15 years ago, that's pretty much all there was, and it was superior to basically everything else. So,
but
we all made that compromise.
You are also a self-proclaimed nerd, geek.
I think I earned that, yeah.
Which I think you have earned it, you know, especially with what you're providing. But, you know, you're an individual person. How can people who sign up for this this courtesy, really, that you're doing with Sprux LLC? Am I saying that right, Sprux?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Sprux LLC. Because you are throwing it out there for people that if they want a free email, they can just go to battleborn.cc and get signed up for it. How is this going to be different from other services? I mean, is there going to be privacy? Can you have more than one email? Throw out what you're going to do for people.
Well, I mean, at some point you have to trust somebody, but I put in the terms, they're very simple, that I cannot ever, nobody at Sprux can ever look at anybody's data, look in their email or anything. So at least there's that to begin with. And I also, I've been doing this for a long time and I have a really good track record. It really matters to me. That's why I got into this in the first place, for privacy, because you know, if you don't have privacy, you can't have liberty, and you can't have privacy unless you have control over your data.
Exactly. So now, who is Roller, the Roller Network? Because that's what you're running off of, right?
Yeah. So Roller Network is a small data center in Reno, and it's independently owned and was built by one guy. And I mean, he's amazing, and it's the best data center I've ever worked with because it's independent and it just makes sense. And the guy, you know, he only is interested in the technology and running a high quality service. So they're always online and it's very secure. It's world class.
So what is with all the data centers? I mean, as we see out in,
yeah, you've got Switch out there.
Yeah, you've got Switch out there. You know, you've got Google data centers. These things are massive. How can that be good?
Well, I mean, it's good for whoever owns it. But, you know, at a certain point when things get that big, it's not just one person. It's not independent anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are other interests and other investors and just a lot more influence. The only way to really stay independent is to stay small. And I personally prefer that. And I think that Seth at Roller Network also does. He really just has it dialed in. And he's not trying to be huge. He just wants to provide a good service.
And that it's frustrating because we kind of saw this with the cell phone services. You know, people came along, they started these little cell phone services, and they just kept getting swallowed up by the big guys. And the big guys wouldn't change their names. They would just, you know, buy the companies. And so they were creating these monopolies. Do you feel that yours and Roller Network here will continue to be privately owned and operated so people have that security that you're not going to sell out and be bought up for just, you know, obscene amounts
Absolutely.
Of money so people can trust that?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, you have to stay small to prevent that from happening. And I mean, obviously it comes down to what your priorities are and what your values are. And Roller Network.
Boy, we don't hear a lot of that anymore.
I know, but it's still out there. We just, you know, you don't hear about us very much because we're independent. We're not trying to get huge, and we're not looking to get bought out. So our priorities, typically there's a strong value, you know, behind it, like integrity, sincerity, that sort of thing.
And, one of my favorite words, Seth, integrity.
Yeah, same here. Seth at Roller Network has always operated with integrity, and he's not prioritizing profit or an eventual, you know, exit or anything like that. And the same with Sprux. I don't really have fun when I am just chasing money and chasing profit. I have fun when I'm doing something that I'm passionate about. And it seems like every time I do something like that, everything works out. And this is another example of this.
Well, I tell you, your user agreement is so easy. I actually read it all the way through, unlike...
Right.
Unlike
I don't know what
people's.
An attorney would say about it, you know, but I want it to be simple. And I've tried to do that with other projects like this in the past. I like it to just be straightforward and to tell you straight up that you have the control. It's your data. And I'm not taking a universal perpetual license or anything like that, which is, of course, what Facebook does. They actually own everything you post on Facebook and Instagram. It's right in their terms. They say that you own it, but you don't actually have control over their copies. So technically, it's not ownership if you don't have control. And
exactly.
Google is maybe more scary because they're so vague, but they have language in their terms that, you know, make it possible that they could do anything they want with your Android phone. They can collect any data they want at any time. And that's pretty scary.
That is. All right. Well, you better get a hold of Seth and tell him maybe get a little bit bigger server, maybe another one, because we see this happening at Gab and other places that are using Epic. But let's throw this out there. How many emails can you apply for?
You know, I don't really have any rules for that. So,
yeah, I know. I looked all over your stuff for that. So, because like I have multiple addresses for multiple, you know, I have one for my business, I have one for my personal, I have one for, you know, this and that. So,
what we can do is maybe I'll make this a little bit more clear or announce it or something, but I can create aliases for any account. So you can have multiple addresses that all kind of go to the same account and you could filter them, label them, that sort of thing. It's actually a very powerful system with a lot of features.
Well, let's put this out there then. Battleborn.cc. One of my favorite names anyway. Battleborn.cc. If you are looking for an alternative to Gmail, if you're looking for an alternative to Proton Mail, to Hotmail, to AOL, you know, whatever you're using, contact Marshall at Battleborn CC. And Marshall, I want to hear from you in a couple of weeks and see, you know, if your traffic has increased. Are people signing up to do this? I want to hear how this is going because you are locally owned and operated and are talking about honesty, integrity, and privacy, just like Seth at Roller Network is.
That's right. And I also own and control all the hardware that this service runs on. So there isn't anybody else. And if anybody wants to contact me, dig into my past or anything, please do. Go ahead. I'd love to
all
talk
right.
to you.
And that's Sprux LLC, Sprux LLC. Marshall, thank you for sending this to me, and I'm going to put it up on my webpage. And so hopefully we see a lot of service coming that way, and I can't wait to hear from people.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me on. Also, National Donut Day is the first Friday in June, just for your information.
Man, that is way too far away. Way too far
away. I know, right?
Marshall, thank you so much for the time today, and thank you for
you're
what
welcome.
You're doing
Good
for the community. Good talking to you as well. All right. Stick around. Ryan, we'll be right back with Ryan's phone call after we take this quick break. And to let you know, if you are in Carson City, please be aware that there are helicopters and ambulances and all kinds of things going on. There's been an accident that has taken place at the Sportsman's Warehouse in South Carson on the east side of the building there. And there's actually structural damages being reported. At least five people have been reported with injuries at this time. Again, try to stay out of their way. Stay out of their way. Know this is going on, and we'll bring you more information as soon as it becomes available to us. We'll be right back after this break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Woohoo to you, too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just as a little update, and I find this just horrendous. As I go through, I have, alerts on my phone so I can make sure that I keep keep up on things that are happening instantly. Like 53 minutes ago, breaking news. Reno city manager calls possible case of COVID vaccine line jumping in Reno municipal court. Breaking news from another station, or developing. Reno council member wants to rezone Lake Ridge club site. Developer calls move illegal. Yet no alerts on multiple reports of a car crashing into Sportsman's Warehouse with multiple injuries, ambulances, two helicopters. Seriously? Know what's going on around you, people, and thank you so much for those who contacted us about it. First responders are on hand, so please, if you're in South Carson, avoid the area. It's messy right now, and we'll bring you the latest as soon as we get it. Right now on the talk and text line at 884-9910, we've got Ryan. Ryan wants to talk about that beautiful thing called the internet. Hey, Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Monica, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm actually on the internet.
Those
are the things you can find out.
I was calling about your last caller. And I wanted to know, for you, what makes you trust this service more than, let's say, Google?
I don't. That's why I signed up for it, so I can find out more about it. And he lays it out on the line right there on his site. And the agreement that you signed.
Do you know anything about server securities?
Server securities. Well, now, his server is the Roller Network. So explain,
right?
Yeah, he privately owns the equipment. So explain where you're going with this.
My question is whether or not you think that the servers are more secure, or maybe you don't know, but my concern is that with a small network in a local company, you don't have the cybersecurity of a huge team like Google. And I understand that you are giving up some of your information to Google when you sign up for their user agreement, but will you gain by that? Is the knowledge that their servers are incredibly secure and they're not going to be hacked into, most likely.
I have a hard time
believing this guy's servers are just as secure.
So you're saying most likely that they can't be hacked into. But what about the flip side of that being integrity, of not censoring what you're seeing? Because let me give you a little example here. Big story around here, White Pine County. They decided to go against the governor's orders, and they did what they were supposed to do. The county commission voted. They put together the policy so people could open up their businesses and do business without all this COVID BS. I Googled that originally. Nothing about it. I went over to DuckDuckGo. Immediately popped up first thing. So where does the security of that, if you're just looking for an email, come up against the just outrageous censorship from a company. At what point?
Well, I wouldn't call that censorship. I would call that poor search engine optimization, not utilizing Google's search engine optimization to be able to. I mean, you know what search engine optimization is? I should start.
Yes,
there.
I do. But okay. But really, you okay. have you have Google representatives, you have Google employees coming out and admitting in front of Congress that they do this, that Google manipulates the algorithms, they manipulate the searches, and you're going to play that game on the bad. I have no words for that, Ryan. You know what?
Okay. There was when you say manipulate, I say like tweak an algorithm to make it better and make sure that the right information is coming up when users search for it. If you did the same search on Bing, you would get a different result as well, because they have different criteria for their search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. Same with DuckDuckGo, you're going to get different results there. So, you know, you're taking it in the direction that Google is actively censoring certain news, and I'm
yes.
saying that these news sources just aren't large enough to come up on the first page of Google's search engine.
Even when you search something specific as White Pine County Commissioners nullify Governor Sisolak's COVID orders?
I don't know. You know, I'm just providing a contrary opinion on what could
no,
be happening.
I know you are, Ryan. But here's the thing. Here's the deal, Ryan. There was a small company by a guy nobody knew, Steve Jobs. There was another small company that nobody knew, Bill Gates. If people didn't have faith in them, have trust, we would never have what we have today. All I'm doing is giving people the...
Do you still trust Google and Microsoft?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I absolutely don't. Why is it every time that Microsoft puts out a program or something, every 3 or 4 weeks, we have to do updates because they found this problem or they
purposes.
Found this problem.
Yeah, I mean, for security vulnerabilities all over the place.
Yeah.
That's just normal computer protocol is to frequently update your software, because the moment that you make an update, hackers will spend a great deal of time trying to figure out what the backdoor is to break that new security protocol. It happens all the time. That's
exactly. Look at all of the big companies. Look at all of the big companies. Target, MasterCard, the list goes on and on, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, of big corporations that you're supposed to be so safe with that they still get hacked and your information is still out there. So Ryan, you're fighting for the big companies. I'm fighting for the little guy. It's up for everybody to make their own personal opinion. But I got to get
That's
to Fox
right.
News. So, Ryan, thank you so much for calling in and being devil's advocate. And, you know, people just want to be safe. That's all. We'll be back with Washoe County Commissioner Jeannie Herman right after this to continue our conversation of White Pine County and nullifying the governor's orders. What's up for Washoe County? What do you think? 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad we're playing a little Toby Keith there. Kind of reminds me of our poll question, you know, his big hit, How Do You Like Me Now? 991FMTalk.com. What are your thoughts on the president after the second impeachment? You still with him? Were you never with him? Or did he lose you? Just a quick synopsis there. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thank you so much. We've got a lot of things going on right now. So let you know about the incident that happened in Carson City at the Sportsman's Warehouse, South Carson Street. There was some sort of vehicle accident, and one of the vehicles went into Sportsman's Warehouse. There's multiple injuries. CareFlight is on scene. because from what I saw, there was at least five people. So the street's been blocked off down in that area. Stewart Street is blocked. Please stay out of the area. Let people do their thing, and we'll bring you more as soon as it becomes available. This also coming in from a source. I just followed a convoy of Humvees out to Carson City. There was a command vehicle, two trucks with gun mounts and LRAS units up top, and an LMTV trailing in the back. So now there is military presence at our state's capital. Could be preparing for what they think is going to happen this weekend? I don't know. If it's the military, stay out of their way and let them do their thing. All right. Speaking of staying out of people's way, she doesn't. She gets right in there and she fights for her constituents. And that is Jeannie Herman, the Washoe County Commission. Jeannie, thank you so much for joining me today.
I'm honored to be on your show, Monica.
Oh, please. Please. Honored to have you. So, Jeannie, I'm sure you're getting this a lot from your constituents. And I know that there's been campaigns. Actually, there's a campaign right now with Annie Black, who is trying to get people to sign a petition to unlock Nevada and end Sisolak's shutdown. But the bigger news from a month and a half ago around that time was White Pine County commissioners got together and they put together a resolution that said that they can't take it anymore. The restrictions put down by Governor Sisolak did not help White Pine County at all. They let their businesses open back up restriction free, and they are thriving right now. Multiple counties are looking at doing this, including Nye and Elko. What say you about Washoe County? Have you been contacted about this?
We had 130 people in our chambers just a while back that are people that it's a heartbreaking story from each one of them. They're losing their businesses. They're losing their homes. People are losing jobs with these companies that are going under. It's just a heartbreak listening to it all. And I've been trying to round up our board members and try and get us to do something positive about this situation. I talked to DeMar Dahl yesterday from Elko County, and he's going to send me something that they did in White Pine County. And he is, as soon as I get that, I'll know how they did it. And I've been trying to get us some action going. I've tried to call the governor's office, and I haven't managed to get through yet. And I sent a letter to the governor as well, and I haven't got an answer to that yet.
So, Jeannie, how are the other commissioners looking at this? I mean, I know you're on board for this. You want to protect your constituents, and you want to protect the economy of Northern Nevada, but what about all the rest?
Well, that's the problem. You know how politics are. It's like herding cats, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think some people are afraid to go against the governor, and probably rightly so, to try and do the right thing. But I'm just seeing too much pain and suffering, and I'll do whatever it takes to get something done here soon. So,
what would you encourage people in Washoe County to do to help you?
Writing, letters or emails or calling the governor's office. I don't know if they'll get through any
I was going to say,
do,
Jeannie, but they've been doing that for months and months and months. Yeah. That's not working. Do they need to talk specifically to Von Hartung and to Bob Lucy and to, all the rest to actually get them to take action?
they need to continue to come in and come to the meetings every Tuesday that we have one. And we'll keep working on it. We got to keep reminding them that this is hurting. What bothers me the most is I swore an oath, and to protect and serve the people of this county. And I'm just going crazy trying to figure out how I'm going to do that and protect my people. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. They're like my family, you know, and I can't, you know, the equality of this whole thing. We've got all these big stores. They're all open. I'm positive that every small business can follow the same rules and regulations as the big box stores and all these, because I've been driving by Walmart. I didn't go in there because it's packed with people, because all the people that might have gone to one of the small stores or a business, restaurant, whatever, nobody's, you know, it's just wrong. It's just totally wrong.
It's so frustrating, Jeannie. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, it is frustrating. It breaks my heart. But we had, like I said, 130 people coming in, and they were pleading, and they were polite, and you know, their stress level is so high. I don't know how they managed to keep it all in. You know, just I respect them very much. I'm in small business. I understand completely. You work your tail off. You know, it's a 24-hour deal every day. So yes, and anything that people, you know, I just want our people to be treated equally and fairly.
All right. And that's why your constituents elected you, Jeannie. That's just you. You've been the voice of reason for a lot of people out there, and the voice of compassion as well. So, Jeannie Herman, thank you so much for joining me today. Back to work and representing and trying to get us open. We will keep coming to the county commission meetings. We'll keep sending the emails to our commissioners and to the governor for whatever good that does. But let's see what we can do.
All righty. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate your time today. You know, see, this is how easy it is to actually talk to some of your county commissioners. You just talk to them. Anytime that they're speaking at an event, but since there hasn't been any events, they don't have to go so much out into the public. So what has to be done? We, the public, have to go to them. And that means going to the county commission meetings. At least they're actually letting their constituents come to the meetings, unlike the Reno City Council. Take whatever advantage you can. Get in and make sure your voice is heard. It's starting to come out. Finally, President Trump has just declassified, or has actually, for a couple of days I've been seeing this, declassified the Russia collusion documents. So they're supposed to be hitting the, whatever you want to call it, the internet, the airwaves today. WikiLeaks did a huge information download, literally dumped on the internet what has been going on. Look it up for yourself. The information is out there. Finally, breaking news 4 minutes ago. Car plows into Sportsman's Warehouse in Carson City. Multiple injuries reported. Yeah, it actually happened at 11 o'clock. So we pray all the best for those people who were injured. And we'll get the story. We'll keep it coming to you with the latest. Military on scene at our state capitol. Again, no patriot in their right mind right now, even though this is an open carry state and all of that, no American patriot is going to be at the state capitol armed. and so-called ready for a fight. People that are putting this out and encouraging it, they're operatives. It's Antifa. It's Black Lives Matter. It's yada, yada, yada. All the different groups and people who want to see this country go down. I even had to retweet it, and I'd love to be able to get it out for you and play it on the air for you, but there's a Zoom call that was recorded with people who work in the Department of Justice, people who work in the U.S. Capitol, people who had schematics of where to be, what doors to go to, calling for action to do this. This is not being put out by Trump supporters. Trump supporters, yeah, they got sucked into it. You open up the doors of the Capitol if people are being welcomed in. If people in Capitol Police uniforms are waving their arms going, come on, come on. The video's out there of it. Stop calling me a liar and go look it up for yourself. I'm sorry, but rioters don't walk quietly between the velvet ropes. There's video of the people putting their gear on. Just because you put on a Trump hat, John Sullivan, doesn't make you a Trump supporter. We know who these people are. The government knows who these people are. It's going to be a very interesting weekend. And early week. Very interesting next 5 days. Stick around. We're going to wrap up the show, which I know a lot of people are excited about right now. We're going to wrap up the Monica Jay Show after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You better be looking forward to this weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Get out and do something fun as long as it's not anywhere near a U.S. or state capitol or any federal building for that matter. Hey, a quick update. According to Sheriff Ken Furlong about the incident in Carson City at the Sportsman's Warehouse there, it looks as though the person that drove in to the front doors and through the building hitting five people may have had a medical emergency. So we'll find out more later on as things unfold. But thank you for being here this weekend. And just as a quick update to people out there, as I knock out a couple of texts and emails here quickly. If you go to the state capitol, you need to realize it is to improve the gene pool event. Bob, you're terrible. This comes from Vance this morning. Search engine optimization. We were talking about search engines earlier with Ryan. That is basically Orwellian doublespeak for, drumroll, censorship. Love it, Vance. Thank you so much. Republicans in Congress should be planning the impeachment proceedings for Biden starting the day he is inaugurated. Actually, Jan, they already have. They've been announcing for 2 days now that there is a congresswoman who is already got the paperwork and she's ready to file. From day one. So what do they say? Turnabout is fair play. And I just want to give you this last one. If you are buying into it, if you are playing into it and you are wearing a mask, please, this comes from a listener. I'm trying to get the word out that the blue and white masks are not made of paper. They are made of polypropylene. There are three layers, not woven, of polypropylene. Look at the box. You can see it for yourself. And under high-powered microscope, you can see how bits of this polypropylene breaks off, and you inhale that stuff. Lots of people have developed a cough. Actually, a lot of people have gotten fungal infections, all kinds of different infections on their face as well. So I just urge you to be safe in everything that you do. Research everything. Look into the masks. Look into, you know, don't just grab the blue and white surgical masks because they're cheap, easy to throw away, because that's actually creating more garbage and waste than the plastic straws that were banned in California. Have a wonderful weekend. Get out and do something memorable, because all we have is the days that we're given. And we don't know when those are taken away. So God bless. I love you. Take care of yourselves. And I'll be back on Monday with more for you to think about on The Monica Jay Show.